Looking ahead towards Pesach, the very first halacha which comes into effect, which actually began yesterday, and that is the halacha Shoylim Hilchos HaPesach Chodim LePesach Shloshim Yoyim, 30 days prior to Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaken. Most of the Paiskim agree that this is a Chiyuv Derabanan, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaken, although there are some who find that this could even potentially be a Chiyuv Deraisa. There is such an opinion. The Chiyuv is for 30 days prior to the Yom Tov of Pesach, one is obligated to go ahead and familiarize himself with the basic Britain halachas of Hilchos Pesach. There's discussion as far as Ol Yom Tovim, even as far as going as far as Chanukah, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But one thing everyone agrees upon, Pesach is certainly the source of this minig, and everyone agrees there has to be a basic thought given to Hilchos Pesach, and a person has to take the opportunity to familiarize himself with the halachas of Pesach. The reason why Pesach is unique, more so than Sukkot or any other halacha, where everyone can agree there's a chiyuv in this case, is because simply there are far more halachas, there are many more technical details, and many more halachas where one can potentially go wrong when it comes to Hilchos Pesach. Most in regard, obviously, to chametz, which is a very severe iser and has ramifications the way we deal with it, which are also much more severe than the normal, even a Surya achila. Beyond that, Sukkot doesn't have that many halachas, Aliyah Tzadik doesn't have that many halachas. But the concept here is very halacha-oriented, meaning it's not enough for a person to simply say, Pesach's coming up, let me talk about the beauty of Yom Tov, let me talk about the concepts of Yom Tov. This is very halacha-oriented. Ad Tekach, and we have a Drosha Shabbos HaGadol, which is the bare minimum where a person can fulfill the obligation of Shloshim Yom. Shabbos HaGadol is meant for those who somehow fail to fulfill this obligation. They go ahead, can at least can hear the Shabbos HaGadol Drosha. That has to be specifically halacha-oriented, as opposed to simply a Drosha about the beauty of Yom Tov. But again, that's a minimum requirement. That one-time drasha would be a minimum requirement. Ultimately, Shabbos speaks out very clearly. It's a chiyuv which is incumbent upon each and every individual of Klal Yisrael. You have the obligation to go ahead and find out all the halachas there in the Negea to Pesach. Now, today's day and age, as Shulchan Aruch Rav speaks out, there are so many more svarim that are around. The access to information is so much greater than it was in past generations. So to a large degree, there are less shiurim publicly given to the tzibur, the less the opportunities where the tzibur comes together necessarily for a shiur on Hilchos Pesach. But by the same token, the information is so easily accessible and so available, people should have to, the chiv is there for a person to avail himself of the information and whatever resources he has to familiarize himself. Now, to go ahead and learn the halachas of kasher and kalim and everything is obviously a tremendous limud which takes far greater time than the simple shloshim yoyim and certainly the simple few minutes we have each day. But the very basics, a person should ideally give thought. You know, we've been through Pesach many, many years until now. And generally, more or less, the same questions keep cropping up every single Pesach. And they're always the questions we wake up, you know, 3 hours before Yom Tov, we're not sure something about Bedikah, about beer, about the Shir Matzah, the Shir Motor, all these type of things wake up at the last minute. If a person gives a little bit of thought, looking back at past years, if you remember the Shilas thing, you think of which Shilas cropped up over the past few years, ideally one should start now and not push it off the last minute. One wants to be clear and do what's right, that should be fulfilled now. I'll just point out that although the place can speak out, clearly the concepts of Hagolah, Bedikas Chometz, these type of things, I would imagine this goes even further. There's a chiyuv on Pesach as well, a very specific chiyuv, not just a concept. It's called a gadol b'bincha b'yamim u'leimor. You have a chiyuv of chinuch, of education towards your children. That chiyuv as well requires a iyun beforehand. What exactly, how does one properly educate his children? That certainly can't be done on the fly Pesach night. You read through the Haggadah and attempt to become chinuch some sort of fashion as you know go through the top speed trying to make chetzais. So certainly it would be wise to this chiyuv as well to give thought to beforehand, to put the effort in beforehand, how one can best fulfill this chiyuv, starting ready now.